Good evening. Welcome to the carol service. I hope you're all in good voice because we're going to be singing several wonderful carols. Sit or stand as you feel comfortable, okay? You might want to sit for the quieter ones and perhaps stand to give your lungs some space for the more robust ones, shall I say. Thank you to those who are going to read. I think you know if you are one of the readers. And thank you in advance to Chris and to Luke, who are going to provide an instrumental for us partway through. I will announce as we go through, because I think then we feel as though we know what's happening, hopefully. So I'm going to begin with an opening prayer, the collect for evenings such as this. Let us pray. God of light and hope, of stars and surprises, open our eyes to your glory and our hearts to your presence, that we may respond with joy to the angel song through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So we stand as we sing the first three verses of O Come All Ye Faithful, 212, if you're using a book. As we hear the prophecy from the prophet Isaiah.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Mary. So we're going to sing now. This hymn is not in your Singing the Faith book, so you'll need to read from the screen the first three verses of The Holly and the Ivy. Hear from the Gospel of St. Luke, the birth of Jesus foretold.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word be fulfilled. And the angel left her.
Thank you, Chris. Our next carol is number 213, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Have a reading from the innkeeper as he might have told his story.
I am old, so old and weary, my eyes are growing dim, yet I dream of the fateful evening when I had no room for him. The earth was hushed, expectant, and a burning star hung low for the Son of God's arrival. But how was I to know? When Joseph came a-knocking, shabby and poor, and Mary's eyes pleading, still I closed the door. If the angels carried the message, if the heavenly host had said, "The kingly child is coming," I would have found a bed. When I heard the angelic chorus and saw the shepherds who came gladly to kneel and worship, sick was my heart with shame. I am old, so old and weary, and this is my earnest plea, that the loving Christ of Christmas will find a place for me.
Thank you, Richard. Now we return to the Gospel of St. Luke to hear about the birth of Jesus.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you, Teresa. The next hymn is in our Mission Praise books. It's number 749 in that book, but you might have to depend on the screen if you haven't picked up one of those. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? We could sit down perhaps to sing this one, then we'd all be able to see the screen anyway, won't we?
Thank you.
Now Louise is going to read to us from the Gospel of Luke, the angels and the shepherds.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Thank you, Louise. So our carol 221, "While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night," 221. Now, Janet has a reflective reading about those who were searching that night in Bethlehem.
One of the titles for Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and this poem picks up the theme of seeking and saving the lost. The writer, Sam Hargreaves, says, It is one of the amazing truths of the gospel that although we think of ourselves as seekers who find God, in fact it is he who seeks and finds us. This is nowhere better demonstrated than by his journey to earth to become one of us as a tiny baby in a manger. Searching for a baby on the streets of Bethlehem, looking for a saviour, have you seen him? We listened to the angel bringing news of deepest joy, and now we're on our way to find this boy. As we look for him, we find that we're the lost, and it's he that seeks and saves at such great cost. As we see him there in a manger on the ground, we find that we are found. Looking for the answers, we are searching for a king. He isn't in a palace. Have you seen him? We're following this bright star. Somewhere back, we lost the way. Could someone tell us where this child is laid? As we look for him, we find that we're the lost, and it's he that seeks and saves at such great cost. As we see him there in a manger on the ground, we find that we are found. Now we've found the Saviour, we're singing out his Christmas hymns. He is God amongst us. Have you seen him? We'll lay our gifts before him, choose to follow and obey. We'll put our trust in him today.
Thank you, Janet. So we're going to sing now It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, which is 205 if you're using your book. It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
Thank you.
now we move to St. Matthew's Gospel to hear about the visit of the Magi.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy." Amen.
Thank you, Elaine. And now Luke and Chris are going to play an arrangement of The Shepherd's Farewell from L'Enfance du Christ by Hector Berlioz. Hope I pronounced him properly.
Thank you.
was truly beautiful. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. So our carol, number 204, In the Bleak Midwinter. Turn to the Gospel of John for the majestic prologue, John chapter 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Margaret. So we'll remain seated as we sing our next carol, number 217, Silent Night.
Oh,
I thought for our reflection, our brief reflection, I would read the poem Christmas by Sir John Betjeman. And this is a poem that looks at all the different aspects of Christmas and then asks about the real reason for the season. Christmas by Sir John Betjeman. The bells of waiting Advent ring. The tortoise stove is lit again, and lamp oil light across the night has caught the streaks of winter rain in many a stained glass window sheen, from Crimson Lake to Hooker's Green. And holly in the windy hedge and round the manor house, the yew will soon be stripped to deck the ledge, the altar, font, and arch and pew, so that the villagers can say, the church looks nice on Christmas Day. Provincial public houses blaze and corporation tram cars clang on lighted tenements I gaze where paper decorations hang. And bunting in the red town hall says, Merry Christmas to you all. And London shops on Christmas Eve are strung with silver bells and flowers, and hurrying clerks the city leave to pigeon-haunted classic towers, and marbled clouds go scudding by the many-steepled London sky. And girls in slacks remember Dad, and oafish louts remember Mum, and sleepless children's hearts are glad, and Christmas morning bells say, come, even to shining ones who dwell safe in the Dorchester Hotel. And is it true? And is it true, this most tremendous tale of all, seen in a stained glass window's hue, a baby in an ox's stall, the maker of the stars and sea, become a child on earth for me? And is it true? For if it is, no loving fingers tying strings around those tissued fripperies, the sweet and silly Christmas things, bath salts and inexpensive scent and hideous tie so kindly meant, no love that in a family dwells, no carolling in frosty air, nor all the steeple-shaking bells can with this single truth compare. That God was man in Palestine and lives today in bread and wine. I think we couldn't have put it better ourselves. We're going to take up an offering now. Thank you. Lord Jesus Christ, you who are rich beyond all splendour, all for love's sake, becamest poor, that in our poverty we might have riches beyond number. We ask that these gifts may be used that others may hear of your love for them. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. We share some prayers. Let us pray. Living God, may the worship that we will share this Christmas lead to acts of service which will transform people's lives. May the carols we will sing help others to sing, even in their sadness. May the gifts we will exchange deepen our spirit of giving throughout the year. May the candles we will light remind us that you intend no one to live in darkness. May the new people we will meet remind us that in them we will be meeting you. May the gathering together of family and friends help us to appreciate anew the gift of loved ones. May the stories we tell be good news of great joy to us and all people, on our lips and in our lives. And may the ways you come close to us this Christmas not be forgotten, but hidden in our memories be a rich resource to lift us when times are painful and humble us when things go well. For you are our life, our light and our salvation, this season and always, because of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So just before we sing our final carol, which will be Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 202, may I thank all our readers this evening, and those who have provided the musical enrichment. We are very grateful, thank you, for organ and flute. And you are invited, please, to come into the hall next door and to share some refreshment, if you have the mind. So we close with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Oh,
Now may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and all those we love, now and always. Amen.